Here's the key, though. Here's the missing piece that you need to find for yourself in order to leverage. It's one thing to have these chance meetings. It's another thing to be able to engage and grow them into true collaborative relationships. And that missing piece, that tool, that ingredient is this.
Welcome, everybody, to the Chris Harder Show, where we are making you unapologetic about your pursuit of success, knowing that when good people like you make good money, they can then do great things. My name is Chris Harder, and several times per week, I will bring you epic guests, solo episodes, and every single tool, trick, and skill set you need to grow your business, grow your money mindset, and to grow your wealth to levels that you have never reached before. I've ended up in a unique place in life where I've got the experience, the connections, and all of the secrets that it takes to be successful. And I'm lifting the curtain to reveal it all to you in an effort to help put you in a position of abundance so great that you can then be as generous as possible. So let's lock arms and let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And before we get started, guys, we have like a two, maybe three, I don't know, I didn't look, seats left for the dinner series in Beverly Hills, May 30th. Literally hit pause right now if you want to plug in and change your network, up-level your network to a really, really, really advanced network over freaking night. Like literally in one half day, in one night, you'll leave with so many new connections that you've been looking for. I promise. So if you want to be there in Beverly Hills, May 30th, hit pause and go to chrisharder.me/dinner. Again, that is chrisharder.me/dinner. Okay, so let's get into the episode because it actually kind of has something to do with that. And by the way, we don't mean to always be talking about network, but damn it, it is where our riches come from. And when I say our riches, I mean, not just monetarily,
everything,
our relationships,
our joy,
our memories,
answers to
what we're trying to do, answers to aging parents, you name it. I can't believe the collection of riches that come from our network. And I guess the reason why we're so excited is we're in Nashville. We're in the hotel. We're about to go jump on the plane. And we just had, what, Lori, 4 days, 5 days?
I had 5 days.
I had like three and a half, yeah, of the best plugging into and expanding our network ever.
Yeah, I got here on Wednesday. It's now Monday. I think I've done a total of maybe 11 podcasts, being on interviews and having people on mine. And I met so many new people and got so many answers. So right now, like, I came here with the question of who is going to help me run my TikTok shop for Glossy. And I got that answer. Now, was I asking that question to people? No, I just had it in my head. This is something that I need for my business. And all of a sudden, I literally found not only like a good person, but the perfect person.
The best in the country.
Who's probably crushing it, the best in the country.
Well, let's talk about actually how that unfolded so people can really figure out, wait, how did they find their answers? So, you know, we went out to dinner with tons of different couples while we're here. There's so many great people that live here in Nashville. And yesterday we spent the afternoon and into the evening hanging out with new friends that ironically we met at a high performing dinner about 4 weeks ago back in Newport Beach, Adley and Blake Kinsman. And you probably know them because they're responsible for billions and billions and billions of views on Instagram and TikTok. They literally have an agency where they just create billions of views through viral videos. And so, you know, we hung out with them at their house, which epic home, by the way, yesterday in Nashville. And then that went into, hey, let's go to this place for dinner. Ended up spending a whole evening at dinner. And they were talking about their new TikTok shop agency. And this is why it's significant. I don't know if you guys have been on TikTok shop, but it is selling more product right now than Instagram ever did for people. It is in a heyday. There's just some reason it works so well, except it's brand new. And there's no real, true, great agency that's mastered it yet, except they have. And so by hanging all day and hanging out at dinner, Lori brought up, oh, my next thing is venturing into TikTok. I know TikTok shop will be important for selling. And all of a sudden, the influx of advice. Oh, you got to price it at this. Here's how you restructure a little bit of your product. It's got to have the TikTok specific answer. Here's how we drive traffic. And boom, we found our new experts, our new agency that is going to run it. But then it got better from there. I've got a buddy, Bill Glazer, founder of Outstanding Foods, and we've invested in Outstanding Foods way back in the beginning, one of the best investments we've ever made. And he had told me the other day that he was looking for somebody that runs a good TikTok shop agency. And I was like, man, I don't know anybody. But sure enough, got out here, found them. So I just made a text intro to Bill. And he's like, dude, you just saved my life. Like, thank you for finding them. I had heard about them, didn't have a chance to research if they're legit or not. And sure enough, right here fell into our lap. So Lori is going to use them. Bill's going to be able to use them. And it's just incredible how easy the answers show up if you are intentionally plugging into, and here's the key, adding value to and properly cultivating a high-performing network.
So actually, you had said that we met her at a, you know, like a high-performing dinner. We actually, you met her there. I met her at a free networking event that Dan Fleischman put on in Los Angeles that anyone can go to.
Elevator
Nights.
It's
called Elevator Nights. And sometimes they come to all different towns. So you guys go follow Elevator Nights or Dan Fleischman. And so, it, you know, if you're thinking like, oh yeah, but you got into this high-level networking dinner, yes. And I initially met her at a free event.
Yep. Where anyone could go to.
She was on stage and anyone could go. And tons of people met her and got to hear what she does. So there's so many different ways to get yourself out there. But I'm telling you, if you're an introvert, like just force yourself to do it. Go get like some main questions for your business in your head. And then as you're entering the room, like just say what your business is and what you're looking for and be interested in other people.
Now, here's the key though. Here's the missing piece that you need to find for yourself in order to leverage. It's one thing to have these chance meetings. It's another thing to be able to engage and grow them into true collaborative relationships. And that missing piece, that tool, that ingredient is this. You have to have something of value in order to give to that brand new relationship. So really good example. I make more introductions for, you know, person A that needs something that person B has. I make more quality introductions than sometimes I have time for. But the amount of reciprocal favors and relationships that I have because I solved this one missing piece, this one missing person, this one missing agency for other high-performing friends and acquaintances that need either customers or these people in their life. The number of people that I've done that for is immense. So now there's nothing that when I need something, I can't ask for and have the best of the best there saying, hey, I got a guy. Hey, I got a girl. Hey, I've got an idea. Hey, I've got a solution. So you've got to have something of value to offer. So mine is my network. Now I've got a good show, good sized podcast, but Lori has a mega show, a mega podcast. Lori, you use yours to develop and add value to these relationships. Explain how you leverage yours.
Well, I leverage mine by using it literally for relationships. And I know that if I have an audience, even when it was small, that I could say, what do you want to get out in the world right now? What are you trying to promote right now? Let's talk all about it. Let's even strategize of how this could be an amazing, like maybe a sales podcast that gets them to go where you want them to go at the end of the podcast. So by growing a platform, I've had something to offer people and a way to meet people and drop into a really deep conversation. Now, some people still have a podcast, but maybe they don't use it as much to build a relationship. I've always come from the place with my podcast where I'm going to be willing to not only ask questions, but I make it a lot more conversational. And I've been told that by doing this, by kind of like, you know, they'll maybe answer one of my questions and I'll give a time in my life where I felt that way. Mm-hmm. Like I'll respond back and be very conversational. I think that this has been a huge key to the podcast where some people just stick to the questions and only ask questions. The person coming on may not ever feel close to you if you're only asking them questions. A conversation, a connection comes because you guys have something in common. And so whenever I find something in common with someone, I tell them, I say it right back to them. Oh, I've been there. I actually had this happen. Now, I don't dominate the conversation. I try to make my part really, really fast. But at the end of all of these conversations, I can tell you 70% of the people are like, thank you for that. Like, that was so much fun. Like, I loved getting to chat with you. Mm-hmm. I loved that conversation. I would love, you know, whatever you need, I'd love to help out or whatever that is. And I can tell you it is because it feels vulnerable to share those things, especially with big guests. But if you view it as a conversation and not as an interview, I think that you're going to establish a relationship much faster. So it's been the biggest relationship builder that I've ever experienced. And when I come from a place of how can I help you? What else can I do? How can I get this out? How can I share this on social? They automatically want to reciprocate. They're like, hey, what do you have? Like, what do you have coming up? You want to come on my show? Or like, you know, maybe I can share your stuff. So I think coming from a place of how can I make this the most valuable show they've ever been on? Don't get me wrong. Of course, I'm probably not going to be the most valuable show they've ever been on. But if you hold that question and intention when you go and meet with someone or talk to someone at an event or on your podcast, like that's going to shine through.
So, you know, you've got your podcast that you leverage, and then so you leverage it to get them on, to get the introduction, and then you build a relationship while you're on there, right? That's adding value and having something to leverage. Me, I've got my network. I'm able to leverage it and add value through it. Some people might be like, I don't have a mega show. I don't have everyone in my network. What am I supposed to offer? So you guys, it could be anything. It could be a skill set. Like our sister-in-law, Jackie, does such a good job of leveraging her HR experience to solve problems for other entrepreneurs in a serious pain point. Like HR can be a real pain point. She's like, oh, don't worry, I'll jump on the phone with you and I'll work you through how to do that. Oh, don't worry, I can help you with those, you know, unfortunately, like layoffs or whatever it might be. Oh, don't worry, I can help you with that hiring process. So she doesn't have a giant network. I guess she does now because she's added so much value. She doesn't have a mega podcast show, but she had a skill set. So what is your skill set that you could leverage to attract people and then add value to them? Maybe you have something else. Maybe you've got a home that you use half the year. And you're like, hey, I'm going to start telling people that they can use my home, not rent it to them. Literally like, oh, come use the lake house. Oh, come use the beach house and add value and meet cool people that way. Guys, there's a million different ways, but you have to, number one, seek in your inventory, if you will, and say, okay, what do I have that I can start leveraging to attract and add value in order to grow a better, more high-performing network? And number two, if you can't come up with something, then again, sometimes you don't like what I have to say, but here's the truth. That's not an excuse. It's time to form something. There was a day when Lori's show had 10 listeners. Mm-hmm. There was a day when my network wasn't full of top entrepreneurs and celebrities. There was a day when Jackie had little to no HR experience. But we all worked really hard and intentionally to build those things until they became massive platforms of value. And guess what? Tomorrow's going to come whether you like it or not. Next month is going to come whether you like it or not. Next year and the year after that and the year after that, hopefully, if you're lucky, it's going to show up whether you like it or not. So why not start now? Why not start now building that valuable network? You have no excuse not to. Why not start now learning or cultivating that new skill set? You have no excuse not to. Why not start now and build that show, that YouTube channel, that social media platform, that skill set, whatever it might be? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have one you can think of right now, well, then that is your cue to start building one fast and furious. Because when you wake up next this time next year, you're going to wish you did.
You know, my friend Jen Gottlieb, she's got a great podcast. She actually took a break from it for a while. And she was doing Get Ready With Me's. And, you know, when she first started, there was, you know, probably 20, 30 people on. Then there was hundreds of people on. And now there's still 100. Get Ready With Me's are lives are still... They're kind of tough to get a lot of people on at once, but she's got hundreds that come on and off throughout the Get Ready With Me's. But the thing about this is she does it every single day. Mm-hmm. And so she invites people on to them and it offers so much value. I'm telling you, I went on there to talk about Glossy and people immediately bought Glossy because she was consistent with it. So I'm not saying this is thousands of people on her Get Ready With Me's every day. It's just like a handful. It's a couple hundred. And they're so loyal to her because she's so consistent. And this is such a value add to people in Jen's life because it might be a small crowd who gets on lives, but they are your people and they either purchase or follow. I'm telling you this because she has an incredible following, but it's like some places won't translate as well as you want, but it still does what you want it to do. So don't judge the platform based off of, well, this isn't tens of thousands of people coming on a live. No, it's a couple hundred. Mm-hmm. Like you can work your way up to a couple hundred people coming on a live. And guess what? That is amazing. That is a very powerful platform for people. I couldn't wait to come on her platform because I knew how much people loved it. And don't get me wrong, she has other massive platforms, but the one that's really popping off for her is her Get Ready With Me's.
Yeah, you know what? I love people with niche followings and niche platforms. I mean, like, you might only have 2,500 people that follow you, but when they're like really bought into your message and really bought into who you are, then you can move the needle for somebody with a product or a service when you want to do them a favor more than somebody with 100,000 followers. They're just kind of voyeur at that point. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing what some of the smaller, more boutique platforms and followings can do.
It's about consistently showing up on a platform to have people who are really loyal to you.
Yeah.
So it's not even about the size of it. It's the consistency of it.
Amen. Anyhow, we're getting ready to go jump on the plane knowing that we just furthered our relationships so much and cultivated new ones so well. We're on like cloud nine, so excited about the way that we've basically added steroids to our already high performing network. And if you want to do that, if you want to accelerate that, I'm telling you, grab one of these last seats at the dinner series, May 30th in Beverly Hills. The people are going to be there are going to blow your mind. People you wish you could meet, people you wish you could collaborate with, they're all coming for the same reason. So you got to ask yourself, are you going to be there for the same reason or not? It's a serious investment for serious people that are serious about having a high performing network of who's who. Anyhow, go to chrisharder.me/dinner. Again, that's chrisharder.me/dinner. And in the meantime, thanks for listening. We'd love and appreciate you.
Thanks for listening. And if you loved this episode and know of someone else who is as successful as they are generous, please pass them on to me. It would mean the world to me if you helped me get this cause and this message out to as many listeners as I can. So please, if you liked what you heard, it goes a long way if you'd take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. I'll be forever grateful. And until the next episode, cheers to your success.